Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, March 9th, 2009, More Success Team Prepaid Legal Small Business Training Call. We host this call the second Monday of every month at 8 p.m. Central Time, so it's designed specifically for those people that are working our small business marketplace. And I want to remind everyone that the upcoming International Convention in Oklahoma City is just 9 days away, so if you haven't registered for our More Success Team breakout session, which will be on Sunday, March the 22nd, then you need to please go to our moresuccessteam.com website and register today. I also want to remind everyone that tonight's call is being recorded, and it is available for playback. So just simply go to the moresuccessteam.com website. All those calls are archived that we do each and every week, and it is a valuable resource tool for you and your team. Now to introduce tonight's small business trainer, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and the Millionaire Club member, the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, and, of course, the leader of our More Success Team, Mr. Ken Moore. Are you there, Mr. Moore?
Thank you, Randy. I'm right here. It's great to be on the call tonight. It's going to be another great one. We have these every month, the second Monday night of the month, and so I hope there's a lot of people on here tonight and get all this information. But it's a real privilege tonight to introduce tonight, Randy, this gentleman. He's way down there in Oklahoma, southeastern Oklahoma tonight. I forget getting where he's at, but it's between Hugo and nowhere. And he's our executive director. He's also the group trainer for the, small business trainer, for the state of Oklahoma. He's on our team. It's a privilege to introduce not only executive director, but a good friend, Mr. Bob Griffin.
Well, thank you, Mr. Moore, and thank you, Randy, as well, and thank all of you for joining the call here tonight. And as Mr. Moore stated, we're traveling. We're on the road. We've got some early appointments tomorrow morning down in the extreme southeast part of the state. I'm not a morning person as far as getting up and traveling, and so we're down here tonight to get settled in and start some appointments first thing in the morning. And, folks, I've got to tell you, and I'll stand accused, guilty, whatever the word might be, but makes all the difference in the world if you get out and get down the road, get away from your familiar territory. And that wasn't intended to be the training subject tonight at all, but that's a lesson I've learned in the last 3 or 4 hours. My mouth is actually watering at all of the small businesses and self-employed people that were on both sides of the road for the last 2 or 3 hours of my traveling, and I fully intend to work my way back through those folks as I make my way back to Ada tomorrow. Certainly, you've got to get out and get amongst them, I guess, as they say, down in this part of the country for sure. I want to spend just about 2 or 3 minutes here at the start of the call. I have a very special friend and a very special guest on the call here tonight that's going to enlighten you on a lot of the situation and training through Go Small Biz and GoSmallBiz.com. Something that I feel we've been a little bit negligent on this call in discussing is something that is a great benefit to your business and definitely a rewarding part of the benefit of being an associate and just some added money on the table, and I'm talking about Players Club points. But I want to talk to you about Players Club points and how they, what an added benefit it is to work the small business part of this thing and watch the Players Club points accumulate. As you may or may not know, Players Club points for the small business plan, and I'm referring to our $75 plan or the $125 plan, is good for 2 points. So is our legal plan for the self-employed as well as the home-based business writer. So immediately, and I'm not talking about counters. We won't get into the difference between counters and points. I think you all are with me on that. The Players Club points, these small business plans are all worth 2 points. And I've just jotted down here basically. Now, as you know, we have Players Club 5 and we have Players Club 10. And from my time working in the marketing support line, I actually saw, and I would never call names, but I actually saw some of the leaders in this company scrambling around on the last few days of the month trying to get their Players Club ones in. Well, folks, I want to show you that a small business plan, let's just role play here a little bit. We walk into a small business owner and we actually present the small business plan, $75 plan. They take that plan, and it's worth 2 Players Club points. We then are going to come back and offer that person, that business owner, a family plan and an identity theft plan. And when they see the value in that, that is another 2 points. And more times than not, we talk about it, the small business owner sees the value in what we do, and they recruit themselves. If you don't recruit them, sometimes they'll ask you, well, how do I get involved in this? And they come into the business, and as you know, a recruit is worth a point. I just gave you an opportunity there with 1 small business sale, basically in 1 walk-in and in 1 presentation to earn 5 points on the spot. So if you can do that on any given day out of the month, you're already Players Club 5. If you can do it 2 times during the month, you're Players Club 10. And it's just that simple. I work for a company, and now picture the economy out here today. If I walk into a company and they're talking about the economy and times are bad and there won't be any Christmas bonuses this year and so on and so forth, if I can make Players Club 10 consecutively for 12 months in a row with my company, Prepaid Legal Services Incorporated, I'm going to start receiving a $300 per month bonus, which I'm currently receiving. I've been out here in the field for a year. I'm already receiving a $300 a month bonus. That builds up to $3,600 per year. If I do that, you know, through there until it builds up to that third year there of $500 per month where we capped out on the Players Club bonus, then can I recruit a guy when he tells me he can't give bonuses, but I can tell him that my company with my product is paying me a $6,000 a year bonus? There's no companies out there doing that these days. They're going to want to come in and do what we do. So, again, I just want to point out how strategic and how important working the small business plan is if you want to add to your resume, you know, Players Club 10 qualify, and they're receiving those bonuses. Again, I feel like that's something we've kind of been amiss on this call. We talked about a lot of things, but Players Club, extremely important and very doable, as you can see by those examples. I want to, I'm very thrilled and honored to invite onto the call now to talk about our friends down in Atlanta and GoSmallBiz.com and how important that is. You're all familiar. You've been with Prepaid Legal for a long time, and you're familiar with who they are and what we do. But I want to invite onto the phone now a lady and a friend of mine and a fellow trainer out of California. We had on the call a few calls back, and we got excellent responses. We got some great complimentary emails and phone calls to Mr. Ken Moore's office the next morning. And I want to turn the call over now to assist you here on this call, small business trainer out of Orange County, California, Barbara Lebsock. Barbara?
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Griffin, for inviting me on the call. It's always a pleasure to be on this call.
And well, you are very welcome, and I thank you for helping out. As we mentioned, you know, we were a little bit concerned about traveling, didn't know what the service might be in this area, so I appreciate you stepping in and helping me out, and you wanted to share some things with us here tonight as well.
I sure did, but, you know, talking about you being down in Broken Bow, our home state is Montana. And I don't know, you might want to go up to Tudor, Montana.
I want to go to Montana. Yeah, but we'll talk about that another time. But that is on my list of things to do. You're absolutely right.
Look up Tudor. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I know I said I was going to talk a little bit about Go Small Biz tonight, but, you know, I got to looking at it and looking at what happened at the last class I had, and I'm still going to go to Atlanta. And talk about what actually PPLBizPlan.com does, because so many questions I've had recently have been coming out of there. But before I do that, I just want to say a little bit about certification training. I know we all do pretty much basically the same thing, but I know we've talked about some of this, and I've talked to a lot of the other trainers in the area. And by the way, I'm in San Diego County. I don't want to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. A few of the trainers up there might get a little bit upset, but so I'm in San Diego. But, you know, we try to keep the classes interesting so that those people that keep coming back will have a little bit different flair other than all the same old stuff. And except, you know, we have the certain requirements for the certification, the handouts and the workbooks and basic information. But we want them to be able to, you know, be interested enough to hear new things to keep coming back. So I'll end that commercial, but I just encourage everybody to, you know, if they aren't certified, get certified. If they are certified, keep coming back, okay?
Absolutely.
So let's get to the nitty-gritty. I wanted to talk about the small business site because ppobizplan.com is the direct link, as you know, to the small business section if you were to go on the prepaid legal site, small business, and so forth. But you can get there directly by www.ppobizplan.com. And this is where you find all the information on the plans, the conference calls, the tools, the events, and references, and frequently asked questions. I hadn't been on that for a while, and so after the class, I had the usual several phone calls, and I just thought, you know, let me go on that site and see what's there again in the frequently asked questions. And almost without a doubt, most of the calls I get are right in that section. There's just right now a little over 15 questions in there. But I'll turn off my phone here. And, when you go to the frequently asked questions, one of the ones that invariably somebody calls with is an incorporated business eligible for the legal plan for self-employed? And just in case, you know, the people on the phone don't know the answer, it is yes. However, the small business plan may be a better option because of the child defense benefit is broader. And it's also the LPSE, the legal plan for self-employed, is actually the family plan with some business benefits, including Go Small Biz. And so the small business plan, however, is 100% geared towards a business entity. And so, as you mentioned earlier about Players Cut Points and combining it with the family plan, you know, that's what we all do is go out there and do a small business plan with the family plan attached, correct?
Absolutely.
So I just wanted to emphasize that because I know when I first started, so many of the small businesses that I called on were mom-and-pop shops and maybe one employee or two employees and so forth, and I tended to market the LPSEs more and then realized that that was doing an injustice to my clients. So now I pretty much always market the business plan with the family plan attached to it. But that's under frequently asked questions, folks. So another one that I thought I hear a lot is who do I call or how do I get in touch with who and for what and so on and so forth. And so I refer them back to the training manual, small business training manual, which they get at the class, which gives the ways to contact Small Business Support Center, prepaid legal marketing services, and support for Go Small Biz. Now, here's the thing that a lot of people don't know, is that if they need a new manual, they can order it through supplies in the tools section of ppobizplan.com for just $7.95. So if somebody doesn't have a new manual or hasn't been to a class for a while and they want to come back, if they come back with a retake, they'll get the booklet anyway. But I don't know about you, but I know I offer my students that if they've attended my class, they can come back again and again and again as long as they bring a paying associate. So this way they need their update booklet. And I know some of the other trainers offer something very similar. But needless to say, if somebody can't get to a class and they need a new booklet, they can order right in the tools section. So enough on frequently asked questions. But speaking of tools, this is another area that I just don't think people look at enough because I get a lot of questions, well, how do I get that? You have that as a class. How do I get that? In supplies, in tools on ppobizplan.com, there's no reason to stock up. You can order once a month. And my feeling is, go out there and make some small business sales and then order more tools. Then go make some more sales and order more tools. But don't stock up. There's no reason to have a closet full of tools that you aren't using. We want you to get tools in your hands and use them. Placemat brochures and applications, of course, are through prepaid legal. One of the new tools that a lot of people maybe haven't even noticed is the new small business plans pocket folder, which these are just folders you can buy anyplace else, except they have all kinds of small business owners on the other side. Now, if I'm going into a large office building, and I happen to do this by mistake just one time, instead of putting that folder with all the supplies in it in my briefcase, I carry it up in my arms because I picked up a couple prospects that way. Because they said, oh, what's all over that folder? And I said, well, probably your business is showing on this folder. Oh, and they look at it, and it creates a conversation in an elevator. So now I don't put it in my briefcase. I carry it when I'm walking in if I'm going to be possibly exposing to some other people. But this is where you can look very, very professional with all your sales tools right in one folder. So I like that new pocket folder. Then, of course, I get questioned a lot, and I don't know, Bob, you wear the Go Small Biz shirts usually?
I do. I do have a couple of those that I really enjoy.
Yeah, because I found those they help a lot when I go into a place because it looks businesslike, and it lets them know who I am right away. When I say Go Small Biz, it kind of reinforces what I just said if they didn't really understand me. And but then the other benefit of that, too, is when you're out, invariably you stop someplace else and take a client to lunch or whatever, and when you have the shirt on, it creates people coming up to you and asking, what's Go Small Biz? So I love the Small Biz shirts. And I've got, I won't even say how many now. My closet's getting full of business shirts, but that's okay. Maybe I should run to church, huh?
There you go.
Then the next area I wanted to cover on tools is one that I think also is not being used to the fullest. And that's when we ask a business owner, are they concerned about identity theft? And usually they always say, well, yes. Well, most of them are thinking of themselves more than their business. And so we need to use a business risk assessment tool. And for those people on the line who might not know what that is, it's very simply when you ask the question about being concerned with identity theft, we can come back and say, well, you know, we'd like to be able to sit down with you and show how your business is exposed to potential penalties, fines, and lawsuits as a result of not being compliant with FATCA and OSHA and all the other compliance groups. And so it's actually a series of multiple choice questions that are answered by the business owner that leads to the creation of a report, and it's free to the business owner, which is awesome. They love that. But as an associate, how you get this is the business risk assessment is accessed over the Internet. You order a subscription to it, and you simply log into the program site using your username and password, and you can conduct unlimited risk assessments with business owners. I think prepaid has a really, can't think of the word I want to use anyway, on the word unlimited, since we give unlimited consultations and unlimited phone calls, and now here we're doing unlimited risk assessments. And the price for the associate to get this is just a $49 a year subscription, and it gives them a 12-month subscription from the, they order it now in March, they're going to have 12 months till March of next year. And be able to use this as many, many times as they want with as many business owners as they want. Now, I've used it mostly as a value-added service to people once they become a member and tell them that we're going to do this or let them know we're going to do this. But I have also used it to be able to prospect somebody. When they had questions on identity theft, I found that that was a really good way to kind of get them into it right then and there on what we do for their business. Also, another thing that we can do, since it covers more than just identity theft, we can give them instructions to let them go online themselves and get a business pass and do the assessments on their own time, or if they want to go back and do the one we already showed them with identity theft, they can do that too. So the business risk assessment, I find a lot of students that come back to the class the second and third time, once they've gotten into business markets, that's when they really get interested in that service. And my business owners love it. Any questions so far, Bob?
The risk assessment tool that you're talking about, would you agree with me it's kind of a simplified version of the ADRS program, only more of a one-on-one presentation rather than to groups and to employees and to HR people? It's basically just pretty comparable, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it actually leads to group then if you're going to be doing a group, because you can use that same, all those same concepts. And in fact, that's even part of the risk assessment when it talks about it is, are your employees, you know, up to date on what's going on with identity theft? And it always amazes me when I go through it, because I always go through the identity theft portion with the employee, or I mean with the business owner, and I have them sit at the computer and go through answering the questions. and they get about halfway through and they start to sweat. And they say, well, I probably should answer this question, yes, huh? And I say, no, you probably need to answer it just the way you should. And if it's no, answer it no. And they get to realize how out of compliance they are really, really fast. And so I just encourage them to continue answering it truthfully, because I said, we can fix it when you get done.
Well, and that's the important part of it, because rather than, you know, you mentioned them beginning to sweat and everything and starting to answer those things, the one thing that I've always wanted to be cautious of is there again, when you take the difference of a personnel director and HR director's presentations as we work them over in the group side of things, more times than not with the small business owner in this presentation, we're one-on-one. And obviously, if we've established the relationship and we've gained the trust, then hopefully they're not thinking that we're there conducting some type of a audit or survey, more that we are there to help them with these situations. And the first, you know, in order to help, we've got to just kind of zero in on where the problems are, and then assure them that we obviously can provide the solution. And that's our whole bit when we're with a small business owner, is basically just trying to get down to the doctor's bedside manner, which is basically just, you know, ask the right questions. And these tools that you're talking about, and I'm just really amazed that you went to the tools in the PPL Biz Plan, because after we kind of planned this call a little bit, I thought, well, that's another thing along with Players Club, is the tools on PPL Biz Plan is something that we don't talk a whole lot about. So somebody really lined us up for this information this evening. I'm always amazed at how things work out. But you're absolutely right. I've used this in my classes quite a bit. Of course, I share, and you'll get it. I know you'll enjoy this, but I share this with my class. One of the maddest times, I just came home mad one time. I went to a doctor, and I was sick. I was feeling awful. Unknown at the time, my gallbladder was completely shut down. I mean, I was, when they finally found it, it was at 3%, and when they removed it, it had quit working completely. But I was a sick boy, and I was laying there, and this doctor walked in. He never looked in my eyes, ears, nose, throat. He never touched me. He sat down with a yellow legal pad on a stool beside the table, and he began to ask questions. And I went home, you know, and kicked the cat and did all the things that you do when you come home mad. And I told my wife, I said, you know, I could be a doctor. He never looked at me. He did no examination. He just asked a bunch of questions and wrote a bunch of notes. And it was actually Nick Serba. Now, to show you how, you know, how dumb country boy I am, when I became involved in the small business plan and I started listening to the calls and I started going to the trainings, like you mentioned, over and over and over again, Nick Serba actually gave a speech about bedside manner. And if you went to a doctor and he didn't ask you where you hurt and he just opened up a briefcase and said, here's all the pills that I have, you try them and you keep trying them until you find one that makes you feel better. Then the light came on for me in this business, that if I walk in and open the pamphlet and tell them what a great plan I have, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can ask the right questions that leads to where they're hurting, and then have, as John Gardner, you know, you got to listen. You got to listen to our leaders. John Gardner always said, you've got to ask the right questions, find out where they're hurting, and have, and I know you can all hear him say this, have an intimate knowledge of your product so that you then can provide the solution. And that's exactly what that doctor did by asking those questions. He didn't need to look at, and in our pre-call, we, and most of you on this team are concerned, and I know we all are for Mr. Hughes and the car wreck, and we're, you know, talking about the foot. But there was no reason for that doctor in that particular case to go to try to treat me for a foot injury or for a head injury when he asked the right questions to find out where I was hurting. And lo and behold, he scheduled me for a test over there that definitely, you know, zeroed in on what my problems were. And then the next day I was under surgery and I've been recovering ever since. So it just makes sense when you look at it in that light. Would you agree with that, Barbara?
Absolutely. And I tell you, as talker that I am, and, you know, I get excited about whatever it is I'm doing. And, of course, I've mentioned before that, you know, I've been in the insurance business for 25 years, and the same thing applied there. And I still, to this day, I'm kind of a slow learner, I guess, but I have to go to appointments with my mantras in my car, saying to myself, ask questions, don't tell. Ask questions, don't tell.
There you go. Right. Well,
and I still do this over and over again because I get so excited about what we have that I just want to tell them all about it, and they just glaze over and say, you know, they're not listening because they've turned me off long before I got to the end. And,
yeah.
No, I don't think I need that. And so, you know, yeah, asking questions is just the whole name of the game here, especially working with these business owners. And that's where that risk assessment does such a wonderful job, because they're sitting at the computer, you know, being asked the questions that they have to answer. So, you know, they're zeroing in on themselves on what they need.
Well, and as you talk about the tools and that are available there, I encourage everyone on the call to please go to pplbizplan.com and click on the tools section, and you simply start ordering there by clicking on purchase, and it's a very simple process to do. But one of the things that you need to have the small business plan Bible, and that is that's the flip chart, and I'm looking at it now, the business needs analysis, just as we're talking about. If you don't have this tool, you need it. You just simply do a needs analysis. In the past year, how have you used an attorney for legal correspondence? You simply make a check. If you can also check if they needed it but didn't use it. Anything that they say yes to, you build a needs analysis. At the bottom right-hand corner, you can ask them how much they spent on those because they've already told you they used them. Now, how much did you spend? And when they tell you $10,000, it's pretty easy to show them that $75 a month is better than $10,000 a year, and you get a whole lot more service than you received from your one-call-at-a-time attorney. You have around-the-clock access through prepaidlegal.com. Barbara, I want to also just thank you again, but I want to just, if you have anything to wrap up, then I want to just share a couple of closing statements as well.
Yeah, the only other thing that I'll just do very quickly is in also on PPIBizPlan.com are all the scripts. And I know a lot of people don't react well to scripts if they've never been in this kind of a business before. And I just encourage everybody, take those scripts, look at them, find the ones, because there's lots of them on there, and find the one that you identify with the most. Go ahead and put your words a little bit differently. For instance, I don't say, hey, dude, do you keep your options open to make extra money? That's not my approach. But my approach is, you keep your options open to make extra money. I don't do well with hey, dude. So
right.
A lot of associates do. So it's the same with these scripts. Just, you know, get them and practice them and practice them and practice them. Okay? And then just follow the system, the three business listings, the presentations with the flip chart, and close with the applications and referrals.
So, there you go.
Everybody, much success in the market. And thank you so much, Bob. And if you want to give my number, I'll give it out to anybody, 760-598-8043. I welcome any calls from anybody that I can help.
Well, thank you again, Barbara. And obviously, there's a lot of tools on there. We probably couldn't mention everything. And the difference, to those of you on the call, the difference is, of course, Prepaid Legal over there on the 8 Oklahoma side of things has a lot of supplies and tools available that are wonderful. But when you start working the small business plan, the majority of your tools are going to come out of GoSmallBiz.com, and you're going to find them there on that website. You'll find Fran Tarkington trading cards. You'll find all the Friends CDs that are wonderful handouts. You'll find the three directory listings. You'll find information there about the Breakfast with Fran program. You can download PowerPoints from there. It just goes on and on. And, again, Barbara, thanks, because you went exactly where I felt like we needed to go. There's just things, you know, it's difficult to try to prepare for a training call with folks who are out there working, but we feel like the prepaid legal side of things is covered in a lot of other training. And so the purpose of this call is to get you over there to learn more about the small business side of the program. I want to, in wrapping up here, looks like we have a couple of minutes before the call ends. I want to encourage everyone, as you arrive in Oklahoma City, if you haven't already done so, there will be an advanced training with Charles and Lisa Mullenkamp there. And included in that, the second half of that is training with Ace Fair and Gina LaRon, who are our gurus in the Breakfast with Fran. They are at the top of that program. So that'll be a wonderful opportunity to expand your training there at the convention. I know it's hard to get to all the trainings. It's impossible to get to all the trainings at the convention, and you do have to pick and choose. But if you're serious about this marketplace, then that training is available for you there. And
you might want to also mention each morning there's a small biz training.
Oh, thank you very much. And Fran Tarkington will be there Friday morning and Saturday morning as well. He and Nick Serba and the folks will host the breakout sessions each morning. And that's just a free walk-in, come, first serve. But I can tell you that the past few years we have actually had to turn people away from that thing because the light has come on for a lot of associates in the field work in the small business marketplace. I want to just wrap up sharing with you a kind of an interesting story. If you think that you have to get good at this or wait until you're good, then you're thinking wrong. All you have to do is start making exposures. And a very classic example. Now, Barbara mentioned this earlier, but working the small business marketplace will definitely lead to everything that we do in prepaid legal. You can recruit from the professional businessman or woman. You can talk to their employees, which leads to groups. You can sell the business plans, which leads to family plans. Family plans leads to identity theft. So although, you know, you may think that you and your upline may tell you that this is a distraction, this is actually a foot in the door to everything that we do, and it's a wonderful place to recruit. So don't consider it a distraction. Go ahead and get involved in all aspects of the prepaid legal business. That's the purpose of this call. And if you think that you have to be good, in closing, I want to share this with you. And Mr. Moore, Ken, if you'll kind of come back in on the call here in a moment, if you're muted out, he will share with me Christmas 1 year ago. Christmas a year ago, I had a guest in my house. Now, if you have followed my story, I don't expect you to, but Thanksgiving a year ago is when I left my employment at Prepaid Legal and came out in the field as a full-time associate. So Christmas, I was not even 30 days out. I had a guest in my home, and I gave that guest a Small Business Report magazine and a family plan brochure. And he left with it, and as he was walking to his car, now I knew that he had a pretty good job with a pretty good company in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's about all I knew. And I was brand new. And I handed him a Small Business Report magazine, the one that features Fran and Nick on the cover. And as he was walking to his car, then I asked the question, about how many employees do you have? And he said, about 250. And he said, but I'll give this to my HR person and let him take care of it. That's what we pay him for. Well, he drove away from my driveway, and I stood there thinking, he's not eligible for a small business plan. He got 250 employees. I just gave him a Small Business Report magazine. You know, I goofed up. He took his Small Business Report magazine and brochure and gave it to his HR director. The HR director called me in February. We continued a conversation throughout the year, and Mr. Moore and I went to Tulsa, Oklahoma the other day, and folks, we are really, really close to opening a group of about 3,000 employees because I messed up.
Bob, that's the one. You messed up. If you would have messed up, you hadn't have given that magazine, because the truth is you had activity, you made contact. Because of that contact,
right,
you get a real good group out of it. And I'm glad I got to go with you, because it's a great, great call, great people up there. The HR director, of course, just happened to be a fan of Fran talking to.
Well, and, you know, that's how it all came about. So that's what I'm talking about. You can't do it wrong. There's not a wrong way. An exposure is an exposure, and that's why I'm tickled to death to let people know that even a Small Business Report magazine where I started could lead to groups. So that's validation of what we're talking about on all these calls. And so you can't do it wrong. If you're making an exposure, you're doing it right. And with that in mind, I want to thank everyone for being on the call. We look forward to seeing you in Oklahoma City. And, of course, Randy Moore and Ken Moore are going to invite you to our 9 o'clock call as well. I understand Mr. John Long's joining us tonight.
That is correct, Bob. And I want to say thank you to Barbara. I'll tell you what, we had so much great review last time. She's such a great lady. We're very pleased and happy she's on our team. But, Bob, you know, I heard her say one thing over and over without really saying it. She says, I'm a problem solver. She didn't say that in so many words, but, you know, I've been teaching that for over 20 years. If you meet someone and you can help them solve a problem, you not only get a client, you get a friend. You can go back to them for referrals. They'll refer people to you. So Barbara, without saying it, says she's just a problem solver. Is that not right, Barbara?
Absolutely. I said on the call last time, when I wake up in the morning, it's who can I help today?
That's right.
That's what I go after.
As long as you do that, folks, you'll not only make money, you'll have a great life.
Thank you.
And Randy's probably going to talk about the 9 o'clock call, because we do have a great call coming up. We have a couple of our top people as top recruiters again this week. So,
Randy. Thank you so much.
You bet. Barbara and Bob, thank you guys for being on the call. Also, if at any time that you would like to put up some special information in reference to the small business plan on our More Success Team website, we will make a small business presence on that website. I think it would be good if you have any kind of documents or any kind of scripts or anything that you want to put on there for our team. Just let me know, and we'll make sure and make that available to you guys, okay?
That's great.
All right.
Appreciate you very much. Thank you for being on the call tonight. Again, at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, which is about 23 minutes from now. It looks like we're going to have Mr. John Long, the Vice President of Corporate Development for Prepaid Legal, will be our guest speaker, straight from Ada, Oklahoma. Also, we'll have two of the top recruiters on our More Success team that were mentioned on this morning's leadership call. So we're looking forward to the next call. Appreciate each and every one of you being on tonight, and look forward to hearing you in about 20 minutes.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.